I would have gotten away with it too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happier happy hour, the Monday edition. It rolls on, and I've been joined in the Madison Broadcast Bunker 2.0 by two fine gentlemen. They are co-owners of Pyramid Telephone and Security. I've got Matthew Barreau and Paul Perdue. Gentlemen, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, I got to make sure you guys are loud, talk loud and clear for me. Let's start with the service offerings of Pyramid Telephone and Security. And since telephone comes first, Matthew, I'm going to start with you. Telephones. I assume you're talking about office, about commercial telephone systems, but please explain. Am I getting that part right?
Yeah, we install telephone systems from businesses. I guess the majority of our customers are, you know, right around 10 phones or so, all the way up to, I've got, you know, large nursing facilities that have, you know, several hundred phones all within the same system.
Hundreds? That seems like a lot of phones.
I've got one larger customer left like that. Otherwise, the majority of stuff is between, you know, maybe 10, 30 phones.
Now, let me ask you. I didn't think a lot about the phone system here. We don't have a big office complex, but I've had phones before. I've had a larger office circumstance and used to have like a dozen phones, about a dozen people working in the workplace. And for us, it was about transferring and being able to utilize the phones. But something I always had issues with was when the phones went down. And it was nearly impossible for me to get service. You know, once I bought it, I never heard from them again. In fact, the rep, I think, went on to become a real estate broker. So let me ask you, Matthew, you're a local company. You've been around since what, 1984?
The company was started in 1984. Five employees quit somebody else and decided to form a business on their own. I started in, I think it was like 2001, as they bought out one of the other owners. And then Paul was added on, and we slowly outlasted everybody until it was down to two owners, and they sold it to us. And when did that start?
2014.
And so it's been Paul and I, you know, taking over since then.
Well, and you're such young men, I'd never believe. But let me get back to the phone question with you, Matthew. Phone systems sometimes need servicing. How does owning a local business, being a local technician, how does that differ from, let's say, dealing with one of the big three-letter companies?
Well, first of all, the phone number hasn't changed since 1984. It's right here in Madison.
You mean Pyramid Telephone and Security's phone number?
Correct. We've been on an on-call rotation since I started, which, 20 years ago now. We've just always, even if there's nobody at the office, it's a smaller office, so, you know, after hours, we go to an auto attendant, and if you need service, you say that it's an emergency, they track us down. So,
and Matthew, what sort of service requirements do some of your clients have? Because, I mean, it happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to clients.
Well, just today we've got a couple of customers in a building, which they're not allowed to go back into their building now. So they weren't around to be able to forward their phones or anything like
that. Is that the Paisans building downtown in Madison?
So we were able to remotely get into their systems and make sure that at least it was, you know, certain extensions were going to their cell phone so that they can still get their calls. It's not the most ideal situation, but we were able to help them out remote.
So Pyramid had to effectively reset the bounce codes or whatever the case may be remotely for businesses that couldn't even go into their own business to deal with this kind of stuff. And as you mentioned, I know one of the affected businesses. I won't point out it's one of my fine lawyers, but it's got to be a drag for the business.
I was gonna say for them.
Well, that's what you're in business to do, though.
It's just something else to do during the day for me.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got some fine new sponsors. We appreciate their business. They are Pyramid Telephone and Securities, and we've got the co-owners here, Matthew Barreau. You've heard from Matthew, but let's talk to Paul Perdue. And Paul, you're the security guy, And security has become a greater issue in this world we live in, I suspect. But when we talk about security, what's that mean? I'm a business, so let's start commercial business security. You guys do a fair amount of that sort of work?
Yeah, we do all pretty much it all from door access systems to with swipe cards and key tags to camera systems to monitored burglar alarm systems. More so in the last couple of years, it's been a lot of camera systems. People want to keep an eye on what's going on.
Now, Paul, I've seen the cheap do-it-yourself kind of systems. I think we got a Ringer or something of the effect at home. And it's good when it's working. It's not always working. The sort of systems that you integrate, the cameras, et cetera, how do they differ from like a do-it-yourself kind of deal?
Well, they're professionally installed.
Well, I know mine wasn't.
They're, you know, service after the sale. You know, if something happens to it, I come out and take care of it. Sometimes I can fix the problem remotely with downloading software to get into the all our DVRs are usually connected to the internet.
And so when you say DVRs, because you're recording the videos on behalf of clients, you're recording that on a DVR? Is that?
Yep, the DVR would stay usually on the premise, and then if we need to, we can remote in and try to fix any glitches in the program or see what's going on with some of the cameras or if we have to come out there, we get you on the schedule as soon as possible to come out and fix whatever the issue is.
Well, Paul, I've been considering a security system for our remote AM tower site. We've got a tower site and we work here in Madison, the tower site's in Columbus, and you know, it feels pretty safe. It's a rural area, but you know, I'm not going to put up a Trump wall around the complex. So therefore, if someone wanted to, they could probably break in. And I'm not encouraging that sort of behavior. But I'm just saying it's something that concerns me as a business owner. For rural locations or unmanned locations, I mean, that's something that creates a special demand. Do the business owners have to monitor their own security then, Paul? Or how's that work?
If you're talking monitored security alarm, we can usually hook it up to a cell communicator if they don't have internet on site. Otherwise, you know, we can go through the internet for communications. As far as cameras go, like I said, if there's no internet, it would just be a local recording only. And if something happened, they would have to go to the DVR to, you know, to review the footage.
Paul, does it start with a bright light? Can we at least shine a bright light if someone walks up to my building? That sort of triggered response, that sort of stuff, I assume, is part of a security package more broadly?
As far as motion lighting goes, we don't get into that because we're not licensed electricians.
Okay.
I've had a lot of questions about that. I just, you know, refer them to an electrician to change out their lighting.
But for cameras, let's say, at a remote facility integrated into a larger security system, that's where Pyramid Telephone and Security would come in. That's when people would call you, Paul.
Correct.
Gotcha. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Again, we got some fine new sponsors. They're Pyramid Telephone and Security. And we've got the co-owners, Matthew Bureau and Paul Perdue. And Paul, I'm still talking to you. I've got a few more questions. What do you feel like? I mean, I'm sure there's a range of security systems, but let's say I was trying to get some advice for a guy who had a AM tower site in Columbus. What sort of security system might you recommend for something like that?
It really all comes down to how.
And assuming I'm a cheap bastard.
It really all comes down to how everything's laid out. I'd set up a site visit with you and to come out there and take a look and see what you want to cover and the best way to do it and customize a camera system or monitor alarm system to suit your needs.
Now, Paul, I used to have a similar site in rural Waukesha, and at least we were off the beaten path. And people used to use my parking lot as a dumping staging ground for like couches and mattresses. I mean, televisions. I think I had a dumpster out like, well, you can't even throw those in the dumpster. It was a pain in my you-know-what. So I've gone through this and I've seen if a site is not protected, if people feel like there is no security in place, Well, they'll treat it like it's dumping ground. Now, I haven't experienced any of that in the Columbus location, at least not yet. But it always made me concerned. You know, whenever I'd go out there and I'd see a new TV and I was just waiting for the day I'd find a body out there on the back four. You know, that's what I was concerned about, is something worse than a dumping incident. And I always, you know, I'd see a new thing piled out there and I'd always think, I need a security alarm today. So if I got, you know, the bug up my you-know-what and I wanted to get this security system going, Paul, how much lead time is that going to take?
Well, once we set up a time to come out there and see what you need, I'll put a quote together for you. And depends on how quickly you can approve it.
How much lead time do I need to get you out to my site, Paul?
It could be anywhere from the same day to, you know, the next day or the next day, just depending on our schedule. But once we have the quote done and approved, with monitored alarm equipment, I usually get parts overnight.
Oh, really? So relatively quick.
Yeah, camera systems take a little bit longer. Some of the parts are due to manufacturing right now.
You guys still dealing scarce, with disrupted supply chains and no chips or whatever?
Yep. But we could get something going for you within probably the earliest a week.
Paul, let me ask you, realistically, well, before I ask you that, how big is the coverage area for Pyramid? We've got listeners here in Dane County and Madison, but then we've got listeners in rural Columbia County and really all around southern Wisconsin, all around the state. What is Pyramid's coverage area for phones and security? Where, how far out will you guys go to take on new clients?
We've got customers all the way over to Milwaukee. We've got customers as far north as
Oshkosh right now.
Oshkosh, Toma, that area, and as far south as Beloit, and as far west as Prairie du Chien.
Wow.
So, you know, so pretty much the whole southern fourth of Wisconsin.
Well, that's a pretty substantial coverage area for Pyramid Telephone and Security. Pricing, and I guess I'm specifically talking about security. Obviously, you got to come out and you got to inspect and you got to offer a bid. You know, but a starter security package, you know, let's say for a rural AM site in Columbus, where about could I expect as an entry point? I'm sure they go up from there, but I mean, are we talking thousands or 5,000 or 10,000? Realistically, what's it take to get a starter security system for a business?
We can probably put in, you know, if you're talking eight cameras, you're probably looking at about, it could be as much as $4,500 for eight cameras, just depending on.
I don't need eight. Could I get by with like three cameras?
Sure.
So, and mathematically, I assume that would scale down the
pricing.
Oh,
definitely.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So, I mean, you could get a, you know, a couple cameras and a small DVR monitor for, you know, installed for probably $1,300.
Gotcha. Well, that's relative to the expense of doing business. As you gentlemen know, you own a business. That is an affordable start point. And, you know, I always talk about you buy insurance just in case something happens. Well, you buy a security alarm to prevent something from happening. Our fine guest and new sponsors from Pyramid Telephone and Security, co-owners Matthew Bureau and Paul Perdue. Gentlemen, if people want to get started, want to find out more about your service offerings, how do they reach out? How do they start with Pyramid? I guess I'm looking at you, Paul.
Well, we have our website, pyramidtelephoneandsecurity.com or pyramidtelephone.com. Or you can give us a call at 608-273-9300. Or just Google us. We're out there.
Pyramid. It's worth a Google. Pyramid Telephone and Security. PyramidTelephoneAndSecurity.com. Paul Perdue, Matthew Bureau, thank you for your sponsorship, folks. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. One last segment, then we're done.
Is it secret? Is it safe?
Always watching.